Chapter 6. Geronimo. Tribal leader, warrior, medicine man, husband, and father, the story of Geronimo's life is one of the most frequently told tales in Native American history. Hundreds of books and several movies have attempted to tell his story. Geronimo was born in what is now Arizona sometime in the late 1820s, although no one is sure of the exact year. He was the fourth child, with three brothers and four sisters, and until age 17 was called Goyathle, or One Who Yawns. The name Geronimo, the Spanish version of Jerome, was given to him by Mexican soldiers who he raided after they killed his wife and children. Maco, his mother's father, was tribal chief and instructed young Goyathle in Apache tribal traditions. His father, Taklishim, taught him the dangers and pleasures of the warpath. Taklishim was a Native American of another tribe who married an Apache woman. Since he was not born an Apache, he could not become a hereditary chief, and neither could his son, Geronimo. Despite this, Geronimo fully epitomized the Apache spirit and way of life in the final days before they were conquered by white settlers. As recently as 500 years ago, all the land in the present-day United States was inhabited exclusively by Native Americans. White settlers, through war and deception, stole virtually all of it. Geronimo and his small band of Apaches fought the final battles to maintain the Indian way of life. The Apaches lived close to nature and could almost melt into the deserts and mountains of the American Southwest. They were raiders and warriors whose enemies included both white intruders and other Native American tribes. Most important to them was their freedom and their land, and white settlers could not coexist with them in such a society. In 1876, the U.S. Army forced Geronimo and his people to move from their ancestral land in southern Arizona to New Mexico. He took up farming, but by the 1880s conducted sporadic raids against local settlers. His uncompromising opposition to the white invaders, combined with his abilities as a guerrilla fighter and his devotion to his homeland and freedom, attracted many followers. In May 1885, Geronimo began an all-out campaign to drive white settlers from New Mexico and southern Arizona. In March 1886, he was captured in Mexico, but soon escaped. Geronimo formally surrendered in September at Camp Bowie, Arizona. Once I moved about like the wind. Now I surrender to you, and that is all, he said when he gave himself up. His great ability as a warrior and his efforts to avoid capture attracted much attention in the white man's press. By the time he surrendered, his name was a household word. In his final years, he took up farming again and converted to Christianity in 1903. He was a popular attraction at several fairs and exhibitions and marched in President Theodore Roosevelt's 1906 presidential inauguration parade. Geronimo's determination to remain a free man has come to symbolize the brave efforts of all Native Americans who fought for their nation and their liberty.